This news update is being brought to you by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. They're a member, FDIC. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at this hour's news. Braxton Ronald Schultz facing a felony charge, false pretenses involving over $1,000 under $20,000, waived his right to a preliminary examination. Prosecution had offered a plea agreement. Schultz could waive the exam, plead guilty at arraignment, and if full restitution, including any associated fees, was paid to the victim, a one-year delay of sentence would be granted. Successful completion of this delay would result in a conviction with fine between $200 to $1,000. Schultz confirmed his understanding of the offer, stating his decision to waive the examination was voluntary and uncoerced. His bond remains continued, and the case now moves to circuit court for arraignment on Monday, May 18th at 9 a.m. And Kyle Lee Marks, facing a felony charge of assault by strangulation, has waived his right to a preliminary examination in district court this last Friday. This action is part of a plea offer where Marks would plead guilty to assault by strangulation and a second habitual offender charge. In return, prosecutors agreed to dismiss a domestic violence count and forego additional habitual offender notices. Marks also committed to paying restitution. The court has bound him over to the circuit court for arraignment scheduled for April 27th at 9 a.m., and his bond conditions remain as previously ordered. Beginning in December of this year, the federal government will automatically enroll eligible men ages 18 to 25 in the Select Service System. Officials say the change will eliminate the need for individuals to register on their own, instead using existing government records to complete the process. The update is intended to streamline registration, improve compliance, and reduce the number of missed signups. Authorities emphasize that the change does not signal the return of a military draft, but the U.S. Armed Forces remain an all-volunteer force, and any move to reinstate a draft would require a separate decision by federal leaders. Automatic service selective service registration is set to begin in late 2026, but there is currently no draft in place. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor.
Sally, did you know this year marks the 130th year of the Possum Farm?
Wow, that's great, Frank. How do you know it's the 130th year?
Because this year is also Bayport State Bank's 130th year anniversary. My great-great-great-grandpa started the Possum Farm the same year they opened.
Really?
Yep. He only got the farm because Bayport State Bank gave him a loan to buy the land with an old barn on it.
Wow, Frank. That is the most interesting thing I've ever heard about the Possum Farm. That means Bayport State Bank has been taking care of your family for six generations.
That's great. They've always taken great care of us and the possums.
Oh, Frank, I guess you're right. Bayport State Bank is the locally owned bank serving the agricultural, business, and personal banking needs in our area for 130 years.
They sure are. I should go see them about another possum barn.
Oh, Frank.
Whether you're upgrading your farm, needing a business loan, or have a home remodeling project in the future, Bayport State Bank is here to help. With four locations in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, Bayport State Bank, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we're back with more news. Researchers at Northwestern University announced the creation of flexible artificial neurons that can communicate directly with living brain cells. The study, published in Nature Nanotechnology, demonstrates how low-cost electronic inks can generate brain-like signals. In laboratory tests using tissue samples, these artificial neurons successfully triggered responses from real biological neurons. Scientists believe this breakthrough could eventually lead to more advanced brain-machine interfaces and energy-efficient computing systems. And today marks the third anniversary of the start of the conflict in Sudan. A violence between rival military factions continues to devastate the nation. Humanitarian organizations reported that three babies are born into the war every minute, highlighting the immense toll on the civilian population. The war has displaced millions and caused a severe food security crisis. International aid groups are calling for a renewed ceasefire and the establishment of safe corridors for the delivery of life-saving supplies to besieged areas. And that's been a look at your news for this hour, brought to you by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. They're a member FDIC.
Spring is a season of renewal, a time when days grow brighter, routines begin to shift, and many families look ahead with fresh perspective and hope. It's also a time to focus on health, healing, and the support that helps loved ones move forward with confidence. My name is Tammy Johnson, Director of Facility Operations at Sanilac Medical Care Facility in Sandusky. At Sanilac Medical Care Facility, we provide a supportive, welcoming environment where compassionate care is at the heart of everything we do. Our team offers short-term rehabilitation and long-term skilled nursing care, along with personalized support focused on comfort, dignity, and quality of life. Families can feel reassured knowing that their loved ones are cared for close to home by professionals who value clear communication, consistency, and respect. This spring, choose a place that embraces healing and new beginnings. Visit SanilacMedicalCare.com or call 810-648-3017. At Sanilac Medical Care Facility, your loved ones are always our priority.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.